With Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we are streaming live all around the world, actually. I'm really excited about my next guest. They came into the studio with me because I thought it would be more fun that way. From the Lansing Derby Vixens, which is a roller derby team. Is that the right term, a team?
That's right.
Team. I have a Stephanie Harrier, whose roller derby name is Donkey Kong, as in D-A-W-N. Middle initial K, Kong, and Holly Welker, whose derby name is Polly Pocket Rocket. Welcome,
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm loving this. Okay, let's just start with where did the Lansing Derby Vixens come from?
Well, I saw it on Facebook. There was a group on Facebook, and it said, Lansing Roller Derby, the time has come. And it was, I mean, it was just that. It was just a Facebook group, and we had a couple of meetings at Gone Wired. And some people took initiative and got us going to some training practices up at
Mid-Michigan, near Flint.
Yeah.
They had a team,
and we started going up there for practices, and finally we got our own space, and we've been practicing ever since.
Well, let's do a little bit about your individual stories. Stephanie, had you ever skated before?
I never skated. I inline skated when I was little, like in elementary school, but I had never put on a pair of the quad skates, which is what we skate on in roller derby. So I had never skated until April, and I just jumped right in, and pretty much everybody on our team, that's their story. Nobody had ever skated on quads before. We had one girl that had, but she's no longer with us. So she kind of helped us get started. But because of work and other things, she's no longer with us. But pretty much everybody on our team is brand new.
Now, did you find it the same way that Holly did, by a Facebook posting or something like that?
Yep.
We've been talking all evening about the power of the social media
power
and various
acts.
I mean, isn't it amazing?
It is.
Absolutely amazing. Now, you said you guys are so hip and cool, and I'm not, but you said skating on quads. I'm assuming that means
a real regular roller skate that you think of, not an inline skate, but the skates with
four wheels
and a square.
Okay. I assumed that, but I've learned in life never to assume anything. Is there anything different about the skates you wear than ones that I would go? I mean, is it a special performance skate?
There's speed skates, and there's skates that most girls start out at an entry. It's called an entry-level skate that runs around $100, $125, but there's skates that cost over $1,000.
Yeah.
You can get speed skates.
Now, you both are Michigan State students currently?
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Stephanie, what are you studying?
I'm a senior veterinary student.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yep.
And Polly, how about you?
I'm a doctoral student in the criminal justice program.
Very good. Yeah. Does any of this seem to be an antithesis to what you're doing? I mean, and I accidentally just called you Polly instead of Holly.
Well, that's how I got my name, so it works out as well.
Okay, so I guess that makes some sense. I mean, is this just kind of a place where you have the ability to step out of who you are?
It is, and I think it really does attract. We are both members of a group within our team called the Smackademics. And I would say there's a half a dozen of us or so that are all in higher education programs at Michigan State or somewhere, or who already have their degrees, a lawyer, for instance, or stuff. And so we call ourselves the Smackademics.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to step out of the professional role and just have fun with a bunch of other women.
Well, let's describe. I think most people know what this is about, but why don't you describe what happens when you strap on skates and go out on it? It's a rink, it's a track.
We lay out a track within a rink.
Okay.
So how the game is played is you have two packs, one from each team. Each pack has four blockers, and then you also have a jammer from each team. So the blockers line up on what's called the pivot line, which is at one end of the track, and then the jammers line up 20 feet behind them. The first whistle is blown and the pack takes off, which is all your blockers. And once the last blocker is passed the pivot line, then the second whistle is blown, and that's when your jammers take off. And the jammers have to get through the pack legally once, and then each subsequent time they pass through the pack, you get a point for each blocker from the opposite team that you pass.
This is the first time I've ever heard anything that actually makes sense to me.
Because
I've seen movies before and, you know, watched some on some cable television, and I haven't been able to quite track and figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
So I love that. I appreciate that explanation, Stephanie. So there's a whole bunch of strategy that is going on out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me about the strategy with the blockers and the jammers, and I assume it's like any sport. I mean, you're eyeing up the other team, sizing them up, and trying to figure out does your strategy change?
Yeah, I mean, I think it changes while you're playing constantly, because we have our own type of offense, which is usually more of a defense anyway. But and then whatever they come out with, then you got to figure out how to counteract whatever their strategy is going in, and all the while trying to keep in mind not to let their jammer get through and helping your jammer to get through so you can score points.
Wow. Now, the Lansing Derby Vixens started up in April.
Yep.
Pretty much. And had there been a team in Lansing before?
There had not previously been a team. Everybody came together in about April, and at that time, the people that had joined together in the one group ended up splitting into two teams. So there is a second team in Lansing.
Aha. Do you dare mention their name?
Their name is the Mavens. We have a great working relationship with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So it'll be fun to have an intra-city rivalry in the future. But off the rink, we all get along well.
Yeah. Now, how many are on the team? I assume you're not, there's extras. You're not all on the rink at the same time or on the track.
I think we have 38 dues-paying members right now. Yeah. So we have a pretty good-sized team. Yeah.
That may answer my other question. I was thinking, do you get paid to do this?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. We pay to do this.
That's why I just heard dues-paying, and I thought, uh-oh.
No, we pay a monthly due to help cover expense costs for the rink time and the bout time and everything like that. So that's what we pay our monthly dues for.
Now, now I'm kind of new. I just kind of found you again, social media. I found you on Facebook. So I'm kind of new to all of this. Have you had, and I did learn right before, they're called bouts.
Yes.
Have you had bouts or how often do you have them?
We've had three.
Okay.
Three, I think. Yep, our record's 2-1 right now.
Okay, yeah, that's true. She's right.
We beat Port Huron, their Blue Water team, and also the Traverse City Toxic Cherries. But then we lost one to Youngstown down in Ohio.
You'll get them next time.
Yeah, we'll get them next time. When they come up to our home turf, we'll get them then.
February 12th will be our first home bout. So everyone to come out and see us.
Let's finish up this segment with that information. Where do you practice at the same place that you have your bouts?
No.
Okay. Where is your bout going to be on February 12th?
Our bout's going to be at the Lansing Center.
Oh, very – wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have it at the Lansing Center. We were all very excited when that happened.
Where do you practice?
We practice at the Westside Y.
Ah.
YMCA. They have basically, it's just an indoor hockey rink that we practice on.
I was just going to say, sport court. Do you have to carry – is it a portable rink that's there, or you're just able to – I mean, because it's a banked curve. Am I correct, or
– No, we play flat track.
Oh,
so just on flat surface.
That's what happens when you assume. So that your bouts are on a flat surface.
Yes.
Wow. So they're going. So I'm just saying wow all night. I'm just fascinated by this. Do you take old ladies as members?
We do.
I'm just thinking this looks like an awful lot of fun.
No, it is.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The Jackson team, the Jacktown Rollers, they have one of their players. Her name is Grandma Slamma, and she she is. I think she's up near in her upper 50s. I think so. She's
very.
So, women of all ages, all sizes, we take everybody.
Yep. Very good. I'm guessing that's part of why your name is Polly Pocket Rocket. You're about my size.
Yes, I'm very short. And,
I'm all of 5 feet tall. You are?
I'm 4'10¾".
You're exactly the same size as my daughter. And I remember when she said to me, Mom, do you know if I was an inch and a half shorter, I'd have to be in a booster seat by law?
I know. I'm
only an inch and a half away from that, Holly, so I understand that. And you're not very tall
Stephanie. Yeah, I'm only 5'4",
so size doesn't matter that
size
much.
Does it's not
it's,
matter
a,
at
it's
all.
About it's about tenacity, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you two have plenty of it, and I'm going to try to pick up a little bit of that. I think when do tickets go on sale for the February 12th bout?
I think they're going to go on sale tomorrow. I'm pretty sure we got it set up today. Yeah. They're going to go on sale through brownpapertickets.com.
Uh-huh.
But you can find all the information at our website, which is LansingDerbyVixens.com, or on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere. We're going to take a break right now for a couple of messages. When we come back, I'm going to get a little more personal information. I want to know what their families had to say about all of this, because I'm having a feeling by the time I'm leaving, my daughter's going to try to sign up. So I need to be ready for this and see what your families did with it all. So we'll be back with the Lansing Derby Vixens. I have Stephanie Harrier and Holly Welker with me. We'll be back with more on Fritz and Friends right after this.